WTTS on demand.
Hey Ed, welcome to our Sun hey. King Studio 92, man. It's good to have you here.
Awesome, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ed has been, as many of you know, and I was surprised how many people really know a lot about your career already.
I was surprised as well. Like to be honest, I've only come to America a couple of times, and I was kind of preparing myself for the worst. To be honest, when the album came out, I was just like, well, let's just get it out and just start building from there. And you know, it's been a very healthy week.
You've been like top five in the UK and big in Australia, New Zealand, and you're coming over here. Of course, you opened for Snow Patrol. You were through here a while back. How was that experience?
Loved it, yeah. Being on tour with Snow Patrol was a wonderful experience. I mean, them as performers and people, they're just amazing human beings, and so friendly, and they just really made me feel at home, which is good.
Well, good. Any surprises since you've been here? You said you were kind of preparing for coming to the West. Anything more or less than you expected?
The fans, to be honest, yeah. No, it's been very, very healthy. I'm so happy that, you know, we've had people come to shows and the radio shows that know the lyrics, and the album's just come out. So it's very good.
I noticed
good.
That. Very yeah. good. That's cool. And Ed, a very hardworking guy. In fact, tonight the crew heads back over to Europe. I understand you're back in France tonight.
Yeah. Well, we go to Detroit for a little bit today, and then we fly to France tonight. And and then we're in Germany, and then we're in England, and then we're back in Germany, and then Switzerland, and then... Yeah, it's one of those diaries where you just have to have someone each day saying where you're going to.
But you did hundreds of shows to kind of launch yourself. You were competing with James Morrison, as I understand it.
Yeah, well, when I was younger, my dad always told me to set goals and achieve them. And he cut out, when I was 15, he cut out a thing in a magazine, which was an interview with James Morrison that said James Morrison got his break by playing 200 shows in a year. And I thought, right, so for me to get my break, I should play 300 shows in a year, because I'm probably not as good as James Morrison. So yeah, and then whilst I was doing the shows, it kind of seemed like he didn't get the break from doing the shows. He became a very good live performer from doing the shows, and that's what eventually got him the break. So the more I performed, the better and better I got, and I'm still improving day to day. Now it's kind of like every time you play a show, something goes wrong and something goes right, and you remember what went right and what went wrong, and you just kind of perfect your craft. So from the age of like 15, doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows and just trying to get to be the best performer that I could be.
That's such a great attitude. I'm blown away. It's great to meet you. Well, once again, welcome to Sun King Studio 92, Ed Sheeran.
WTTS on demand.